Good afternoon. I will now call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:32 p.m. on Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Let the record also reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. We have Vice Chair Wilson, Senator Jesse Keel, Senator Lukey Tobin, and Senator Rob Myers, as well as myself, Chair James Kaufman. Gives us a full house. Thanks, everybody. Staffing the committee today is LIO moderator Jake Wade and Johanna Crossett from Records, who is keeping up with our notes, and my transportation committee aide, Emma Torkelson. So if you would, please confirm that you've silenced your cell phones. That's a subtle one, so think on that one. So for today's agenda, we will be taking up a governor's appointee to the Board of Marine Pilots, James Cunningham. We will not be hearing SB 105 today. So for this confirmation hearing, I'd like to welcome Mr. James Cunningham to the committee. He has been appointed to the Board of Marine Pilots. Alaska Statute 08.62 establishes the Board of Marine Pilots and their duties. The Board adopts regulations to carry out its mission to provide efficient and competent pilotage service for the protection of shipping, the safety of human life and property, and the protection of the marine environment. It makes final licensing decisions and takes disciplinary action against people who violate the licensing laws. The board meets 3 times a year and offers public comment periods at each meeting. Mr. Cunningham was appointed to the board May 25th of 2022. If confirmed, his term would expire March 1st, 2025. So, Mr. Cunningham, please place yourself on the record. Give us an introduction about your personal and professional background, why you're interested in serving on the Board of Marine Pilots, and any other comments that you would like to make. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. For the record, it's James Cunningham, and I appreciate the chance to come and join the meeting today. A brief history of where I came from, my work experiences. I know you guys have seen the resume, so I'll be short on this, but I'm a graduate of Maine Maritime Academy in Castine, Maine, 97. And at the time, I was living in Washington State, where I primarily grew up. Having spent a little bit of time in Ketchikan as a young kid, we moved to Washington shortly after. But I got out of prior to school, and what got me interested in school is I fished out of Ketchikan on a seine boat and did a little work deckhanding on tenders up and down the coast. So I always had itch to get back to Alaska. I always enjoyed it, beautiful state and stuff. So I went out and shipped tankers, towboats and container ships all over the world. And I ended up, getting into, what's now the Matson trade. You know, it was Horizon Lines on the cruise ship, the container ships coming up to Anchorage and Kodiak and then back down to Tacoma. And I worked my way up to master on those ships. And while I was doing that, I got to know the pilots pretty well. And one thing led to another where there was an opening, and it was a great opportunity, and I couldn't pass it up. So I moved my wife and kids up here into to Homer, and everything's been pretty nice so far. That pretty much sums it up in a nutshell.
Well, thank you. Appreciate those comments. And from looking at your resume, it looks like you have a quite extensive resume, a lot of related experience and professional development along the way. So I thank you for your presentation. Do we have any questions or comments?
Boy.
No, we have one. please, Senator Wilson.
Thank you for willing to serve and have been serving on this board. Mr. Cunningham, can you first explain your definition of the Far East here in your resume?
Thank you, James Cunningham. Through the chair. I was on APL, American President Lines, and at the time Sealand and Mormac, Matson had runs over to Asia, China, and well, back up farther. Sorry, Moore McCormick was the first tanker I went over into the Mediterranean and over to Israel and up in the Black Sea. And then after that, I was on the container ships that would frequent, would they go over to Singapore and China and then work their way back up through Japan and down the West Coast.
Follow up?
Yes, thank you. And then just a separate question. Mr. Cunningham, what do you see as the challenges facing marine pilots here currently in Alaska and sort of in the future?
Thank you, Senator. James Cunningham, I could see a few things. You know, one, attracting qualified top-notch pilots up to Alaska can be a problem if, you know, to move, like some of the people that we would like to see up here may or may not, you know, have the incentive to brave the cold winters and the ice and the heavy winds and all the stuff that Alaska can throw at you as a pilot. Those things can be pretty daunting, and along those same lines with family life, you know, you got to find the right person who can bring their kids up with, and their wife enjoys living up here too. So it's always a challenge to go out and search for those new recruits that are going to be really positive influences up here and stay. When you do find people, usually they're going to be a different breed of people that this sounds sort of funny because it's not a self-compliment by any ways or means, but it's the people that show an interest in Alaska a lot of times are a different breed of people that can be very interesting and very beneficial, you know, and additions to like the piloting groups, because they can, there's a drive to come up here and see all the excitement and in the heavy weather and stuff. But that, just getting a steady flow of those, that personnel up here and trained and keeping them happy and keeping them up here is one of the issues. And then the other things, the other thing I see is just it's less with pilots. It's just working, you know, with the state and like keeping all the tugs, the equipment up to date and be with the rest of the world, you know, like where we can improve docking facilities and have like the latest tugs available. Where when I first started on the container ships, I came up here a lot and we would either have no tugs or, you know, you'd use an anchor instead of a tug, which is pretty archaic. And now we have two in Anchorage, especially in the winter, and the capability of using three. So those improvements are slow to happen up here, but they're happening. And I hope to see that sort of get streamlined where we can get, you know, the Port of Anchorage all fixed up and modernized, and, you know, and Homer being a nice safe port would be a nice thing to see utilized, and stuff along that line, those lines. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All right. So, Mr. Cunningham, if you would, I know you've kind of touched on this a little bit, but some of your priorities on this board. So some of the key things that you, and I realize this is related to some of what you've just explained, but are you doing on the board right now around some of these priorities, or how does your work on the board touch your priorities?
Thank you, Senator. just last week we were dealing with trying to streamline some of the more archaic rules on the training and the qualification times for getting pilots through to where they're deputy pilots and capable of moving ships. That was just an issue of keeping the pilots association's training programs up to speed and everything, and making sure that with some of the rules were set up when you're faxing or sending a letter in a envelope to the state, and it took weeks longer to have anything processed. So some of the simple things like when you're emailing, you can speed up some of those the processes by changing the rules and having them reflect the new technology. Like if a resume is a benchmark has been made by a training pilot, and he sends his paperwork in by email or fax or something like that, then there's a quicker turnaround where we don't have to wait, say, 60 days or something like that, just because the rule states that. So those are some of the things that we are cleaning up and working on as technology improves and stuff. But I'm new to the board this year. It's first time, so I'm learning where I can help and where I can give some industry knowledge that might streamline states' regulations, pilots' association regulations, maybe some insight on docks and equipment and stuff like that. So I think I can add to in those realms, but I'm new to it. I hope I'll learn along the way and be a positive influence. So, thank you.
Thank you. I think I can safely speak for the folks on the committee that you focus on streamlining processes and getting rid of archaic paper processes. That sounds great for myself, and I see heads nodding around the table. Do we have any other questions for folks on the committee? Any comments? If not, I'll go to public testimony. And so with that, we're into public testimony. Is there anyone in person who would like to testify? And I think I don't see anyone there. Is there anyone online who would like to testify? I think we have anyone online. So, Mr. Cunningham, don't take that as a negative. It happens often. So with that, public testimony is now closed. And in closing, any further questions or comments? So I would just like to say thank you for spending your time with us today on the committee and for your interest in this. I believe your professional experience will be of benefit. And so in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Transportation Committee reviewed and recommends the following appointments to be forwarded to a joint session of the legislature for consideration. Mr. James Cunningham to the Board of Marine Pilots. Note that a signature on the report does not reflect an intent by any member to vote for or against the confirmation or of the individuals during any further sessions. So we'll now take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. check on the record. And so, yeah, are there any final closing comments from committee members? And so, again, we want to thank you for attending today and for your interest. And so if there's no further questions or comments, we're going to go ahead and close this meeting. Want to thank all the committee and the LIO staff, all the support folks who helped make today happen. And so our next meeting, we will not be meeting on Thursday, so our regularly scheduled next regularly scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, March 28th at 2023 at 1:30 p.m., give or take. And today is now, we are now adjourned at 1:48 p.m. Thank you.